Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. May be loved. Today we have a holiday, which is a fasting day also, and a day, because it's Friday, but also it is the beheading of Saint John the Baptist of our Lord, and who baptized hundreds of people and prepared the people for coming of the Messiah. And today his head was taken north on the request of the daughter of the wife of the brother of the king. Now you know that he had what they call today, what they would call, he fell in love with that, with the wife of his brother, and he pushed the brother away and took her for a wife himself, which is of course was a great sin. And Saint John had told him about it, and told the people that he did a terrible sin, and the wife of the brother, she was so angry with him, she wanted to kill him, because he wasn't approving of their relationship. My beloved, he did have respect for the Saint John, the Baptist, the prophet and the forerunner of the Lord, and he had many times had tried to even to do those things that Saint John had said, but of course the woman was very pushy on him, and finally she made him to put him in jail so that he would not be able to say the truth about their relationship, my beloved. And he had his birthday, and at his birthday he called up all the army big shots, generals and whatever you might call today, and all the people that were in the government of the high calling. And he had a big feast in the evening he made. And then the daughter of his brother's wife came in and started to dance, so-called, in such a way that dancing they seemed to have touched everybody's passions, and they were all in awe of her dancing, including the Herod. And he, after she finished, because all the passions were stirred up, after she finished, he said to her, "I'll give you anything you want, even up to half of my kingdom." And she didn't know what to ask, but she figured that, well, she is now living with her mother with him, and she has everything that she wants. And she went to her mother and asked the mother, "What should I ask?" The king said, "He will give me anything, even up to half of my kingdom." And she said, "Ask him for the head of Saint John the Baptist." And she went and she asked for the king to give her the head. He got sorrowful of that, but because he made a promise in front of all the people, his pride didn't allow him to change his mind and not to fulfill his promise. So he had then ordered a man to go there and chop off the head. And the head was brought in. The head was brought in to the hall where they had the big celebration, the party, you might say, today, and all having too much drinks and so on. And the head was given to the girl, and she had taken the head and carried it through the whole party place, and everybody was totally shocked, because not only the blood was still flowing, but all of a sudden Saint John started to talk and condemn the sin that the Herod had committed. And the girl brought the head to her mother, and the mother, hearing him condemning the sin, took the not a nail, what you saw with, and she took it and started to hit his tongue, so that he won't speak anymore. Of course, he spoke with through God's grace. Anyway, and then she buried his head in a terrible place, in her yard someplace. My beloved, this was a great joy for the people, though, that were waiting for Messiah to come, that was starting from Adam and Eve, and all those that were waiting in the hell for the Messiah to come to save them. And St. John came and gave them the wonderful news that the Messiah is come, and soon they will be freed. My beloved, we have to believe in the life after death. It is very sad that most people today don't believe in life after death. They only, and even those who say that they do, but they live not according to the gospel, and they live not thinking about them, preparing themselves for life after, but they're living in this world for the temporary goals and the temporary things to try to satisfy their body and everything else in this world, and to get honors and to get riches and all kinds of stuff like that. My beloved, we have to look in the eye with in the kingdom of heaven. We have to look in everything with the eyes through the kingdom of heaven. We have to realize that our Lord came here and suffered and died for me and for you and for all of us. He died to free us from the punishment for our sins. But he wants our repentance. He wants us to have an aversion to our sins and not to commit the sins again. When we, after we confess it, after we see that what we were doing was wrong, then we would have to say to ourselves, I would rather suffer and if need to be even die, but I will not commit that sin again. This is true repentance, because I don't want to cause the pain to my Lord. I know that he suffered for all my sins already. And my beloved, this Saint John is placed by the Lord as the highest of the saints. And once Saint John and the apostle and his brother James wanted to ask the Lord if he can put them on the right side and left side of him on his throne in the kingdom of heaven. And the Lord says, no, can you drink the chalice that I drink? And they said, yes. And he said, well, you will drink the chalice that I drank, but you are not going to be able, I cannot give you that, because that's given already before to somebody else. And that somebody else is Mother of God and Saint John. Saint John that we're celebrating today, my beloved. He's standing on the left side of the Lord, and the Mother of God is standing on the right side of the Lord. This is the way it is depicted even in our icons. My beloved, we have to learn to love the Lord more and more, and to live not for ourselves, but to live for the Lord. What does it mean to live for the Lord? Meaning, living for the Lord is we live for our brothers and sisters, for all the people. The Lord says the first commandment he gave us is to love him with all heart, mind, and soul, and might, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And then, of course, you know, he gave us that law that we should love our enemies and should bless those who curse us, to do good to those who do us harm, and to really to pray our heart out for everybody. This is love is calling for that. If we have the true love, even for members of the family, we say, well, we love them and so on, but we don't pray for them. That's not real love. The real love is when we really pray hard for the members of our family and for all those who had ever did anything wrong to us, and those who hate us. And we have the love, true love, tells us that we must pray for them. Well, so that God will forgive them, and will forgive them as God had himself, Jesus Christ, on the cross. He begged the Lord Father, his Father, that he would forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Saint Stephen, who was first stoned, the first martyr, he did the same thing. He begged the Lord to forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing, not to hold it against them that they were stoning him to death. My beloved, this is a real love. Let's try to work on it, and let's try to bring more attention to the heavenly things and less attention to the temporary things. And let's go after the heavens and not after the things of this world. The road to the kingdom of heaven is narrow and thorny road, so said the Lord, that the wide road doesn't lead to heaven. And so let's praise the Lord when we're hit with sicknesses, with troubles, and all kinds of things. And for we know that he is putting us on a very narrow road so that we'll be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.